Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we're very happy to have you with us as we celebrate something that happens a great deal during the spring and summer months. There's going to be a parade in town. Well, there are going to be many parades in town. And we are going to be celebrating those parades through some songs from musicals and maybe one or two other places.
There are actually two Broadway shows called Parade. The first hit Broadway in 1935 at the Guild Theater, where it played for only 40 performances. But it was a review, and I wasn't able to find anything from that parade. Then there was the musical Parade, which appeared at the Vivian Beaumont Theater in 1998 by Jason Robert Brown and Alfred Urey. But none of the songs in Parade has the word parade in the title. Therefore, we will start with the musical that provided us with the title of tonight's program, A Parade in Town, and that's Stephen Sondheim's Anyone Can Whistle. We had the choice of two recordings. We decided to go to the original cast, and A Parade in Town features Angela Lansbury and the company.
I see flags, I hear bells, there's a parade in town. I see crowds, I hear yells, there's a parade in town. I hear drums in the air, I see clowns in the square. I see marchers marching, tossing hats at the sky. Did you hear? Did you see? Is a parade in town? Are there drums without me? Is a parade in town? Well, they're out of step. The flutes are squeaky, the banners are frayed. Any parade in town without me must be a second-class parade. So, ha!
Hapgood has no answers or suggestions, only a lot of questions, relay questions. What's the use of answers or suggestions? As long as we're told where to go, there isn't a thing we need to know.
I see flags, I hear bells, there's a parade in town.
Hey!
I see crowds, I hear yells. There's a parade in town.
Hey!
I hear drums in the air. I see clowns in the square. I see marchers marching, tossing hats at the sky. Did you hear? Did you see? Was a parade in town? Were there drums without me? Was a parade in town? 'Cause I'm dressed at last, at my best, and my banners are high. Tell me, while I was getting ready, did a parade?
Angela Lansbury led the original Broadway cast of Anyone Can Whistle in A Parade in Town.
When we mentioned the topic to a few people, they came up with the next song almost immediately. We're going to the original cast of Hello, Dolly! With Carol Channing and the company and Before the Parade Passes By.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go
and taste Saturday's high life before the parade passes by. I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing my life with the rest of them, with the best of them. I can hold my head up high, for I've got a goal again. I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Look at that crowd up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistle blows and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
The original cast of Hello, Dolly, you heard Carol Channing and the company with Before the Parade Passes By. Both of these were wistful looks at parades, as, come to think of it, our next one is as well.
Well, Michael, I don't know how many of the original Hello, Dollies you saw. I know you were a mere child at the time.
Let's see, none.
But from the original run, I saw all the various ladies that David Merrick put into the cast. We haven't seen Bette Midler yet, but we're certainly hoping to. We're going to go now not to a big lavish Broadway musical, but to a three-performer off-Broadway review called Starting Here, Starting Now by Maltby and Shire. And our performer is Marjorie Cohen. Our song is Watching the Big Parade Go By.
Beautiful balmy day, everyone's on display. Marching, marching, strutting a little and getting the glory. And here on the porch am I, watching the big parade go by. Somebody leads them on, bouncing a big baton, twirling, twirling, tossing and catching it over his shoulder. And oh, does he hold my eye, watching the big parade go by. Look at the people go wild when cavalry 3x3 gives them a sight to see. Doing their drill, proving their skill, thrilling the person who's watching from up in a tree. the beat of a faraway tempo and sighing an empty sigh, watching the big parade go by, watching it from the side. Always there's gotta be somebody watching the show, somebody loving the mummers and letting them know. Any actor's gotta attract applause, those are the laws. They wanna be liked a bit. That's why I'm perfectly glad to be cheering the bands. Millions of people like me gotta fill up the stands. So when the house lights dim, give me a call, and I'll be there giving my all. And when the drums roll out, think about me. There's gotta be me. If I like it, I will cheer it, cheer it loud and let them hear it. How can there be a parade without a crowd? Crowd, the music comes, bugles and fifes and drums, blaring, blaring, smashing the air with a crash of their cymbals, and Lord, how it makes me cry, watching the big parade go by. Look at the people all turn and giggle and shout with glee. Savor a faraway echo, but hearing the music die, watching the big parade go by. Always an empty sigh, watching the big parade go by. Watching the big parade go by.
Marjorie Cohen of the original cast of Starting Here, Starting Now, performed Watching the Big Parade Go By.
I know many people get wistful at circuses. They feel like they're missing something or there is something that should be more. But those first three songs are all very wistful, in a way, songs by people who feel that they're missing something passing them by. The parade in each one of those is escaping from them. And I never thought of it that way. I just thought of it as being very hot and sweaty because I marched in enough of them when I was a child playing an instrument that was far too big for me. Well, let's get to an orchestral piece, a very short one that came from the original cast of Camelot. And they decided to simply call it Parade. From Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, that was, well, Parade.
In 1963, a musical called Here's Love opened on Broadway, and it was a retelling of the beloved story of The Miracle on 34th Street. The story was that if you were a visitor to New York and you couldn't be there for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you could go and see Here's Love, because the opening number was probably as close as Broadway could create that wonderful parade. We're going to be hearing two selections, and they are called Big Clown Balloons and Parade. This is Following the Overture, the opening number to Here's Love by Meredith Willson.
Yeah.
The chorus and orchestra of the original cast recording of Here's Love were conducted by Elliot Lawrence with Big Clown Balloons and Parade.
All right, our next piece is one that will either immediately take you back to a very cherished memory, or you'll be wondering what's going on. But we decided to go to a theme park for our next parade, where parades are very important, and that's Disney World or Disneyland. One of the parades that was the most wonderfully startling and, I don't know, memorable for me was the Main Street Electrical Parade. And they brought it back. I think it was in the early 90s originally, and they had brought it back about 3 years ago, and they had it for a limited edition, of course, updated with LEDs and much more lights. And it was just absolutely wonderful. And Johnny Vinson, who did many arrangements for Disney, arranged many popular Disney tunes in this very electronic piece. So if you're a fan of Disney, this should immediately hearken you back to being 8 years old, even if you weren't when you saw it. Here is the Main Street Electrical Parade. What? That was the Disney Main Street Electrical Parade, arranged by Johnny Vinson. And oddly enough, I can still see most of the floats that went with the music because it was so perfectly worked out. And it's that first note. Immediately, I'm taken back. But that's me. Hey, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to A Parade in Town on the Dress Circle.
We're going to move on to a musical called Grand Hotel by Wright Forrest and Yeston. And the opening number of Grand Hotel is called The Grand Parade. It sets the scene for this busy hotel, and it takes place both in the lobby and behind the scenes. The opening number is composed of two songs, a song for the chorus of the men who are working in the basement piling coal so that all the people in the very expensive rooms of the hotel and lobby can have heat, and it's called Some Have, Some Have Not. And then there's a song called As It Should Be. John Wiley leads the company of the original cast of Grand Hotel.
Time is running out. Elizaveta Grushinskaya, a fabled ballerina on her farewell tour. Raffaella Ottonio, her devoted companion. Hermann Preising, a businessman reporting to his stockholders. Frida Flam, a typist, but not for long. Otto Kringelein, a bookkeeper looking for life. The young and handsome Baron Felix Amadeus Benvenuto von Geigern, a nobleman and a thief. There's nothing more useless on this planet than a nobleman without money.
Come, begin in old Berlin. You're in the Grand Hotel.
Of adventure, cooled by the chill of the danger I'm in. My life must be a house of cards, getting higher and higher. A step across an endless space, a daring walk on a wire. Each day lived on fire. Let me be.
Good morning, Grand Hotel front desk.
This is Eric Littenauer. Is that you, nurse? What's happening at the hospital? How is my wife? Oh, for God's sake, isn't the baby here yet?
Grand Hotel,
Grand
at your service.
At your service.
Grand Hotel, Berlin,
Grand
at your service.
At your service.
Grand Hotel.
Dangerous game and a carefree existence. Only for those with the courage to play. And the money to pay.
Every bum and bitch in all Berlin is rich except for us. Every bum and bitch in all Berlin is rich except for us. Every bum and bitch in all Berlin.
Oh, for the thrill of a careless existence.
Thank you.
John Wiley led the company of Grand Hotel, the opening section called The Grand Parade.
We talked about including the next one, but it has shown up in at least three different musicals, as well as being a film song that appeared in two films. And that, of course, is Irving Berlin's Easter Parade. What version should we use? Well, we have to go back to the one with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire. And here they are to perform this favorite parade.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome, what's more. I could hardly wait to keep our days this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. For in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, photographers will snap us, and you find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.
A song originally entitled Her Easter Bonnet, but we know it as Easter Parade, so it fits in nicely, and of course, with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire performing it from the film version of Easter Parade.
We're going now to a musical selection from one of the great Ken Burns documentaries. I don't know whether he personally selects the music that's used, but whoever does it always does a fabulous job. And one of our future programs will be music and songs that were taken from one or another of the Ken Burns documentaries. From the one called The Civil War, which I found ineffably touching, we're going to hear a selection called Parade, and it's performed by the New American Brass Band.
Thank you.
You heard Parade, and that was from the soundtrack of the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War. It was performed by the New American Brass Band. We hope you're listening to this program as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Rodgers and Hammerstein will be supplying our next parade, and this time it comes from the original score of Flower Drum Song. Here is part of the finale entitled The Wedding Parade.
Michael dug around in my dusty collection of 45 RPM singles and found our next selection, which is called I Love a Parade. It appeared in New Priorities of 1943, and it's performed by Harry Richman.
I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, tramp, tramp. Never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Through the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's the command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat. The blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat. A bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade.
I Love a Parade, from its originator, Harry Richman, from the New Priorities of 1943.
Well, we started with wistful parades, and we're going to have a parade of defiance next. Coming from, of course, Funny Girl, we had to include it. Here is Barbra Streisand from the original cast recording with Don't Rain on My Parade.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once bright, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, mister.
Good imperative sentence in that title, and a threat as well. Don't Rain on My Parade, the song by Stein and Merrill from Funny Girl, and its originator, Barbra Streisand.
We have a 45 RPM recording that Michael came up with, again, covered with dust, and is performed by the Peter Pan Chorus and Orchestra. It was originated, in America anyway, in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1924. In Europe, it was known as the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers by Leon Jessel.
Here they come, here they come, wooden soldiers on parade. Toy shop door is locked up tight and everything is quiet for the night, when suddenly the clock strikes 12, the fun's begun. The dolls are in their best array. There's going to be a wonderful parade. Hark to the drums, oh, here they come, cries everyone.
Hear them all cheering, now they are nearing. There's the captain, stiff as starch. Bayonets flashing, music is crashing as the wooden soldiers march. Sabers are clinking, soldiers are winking at his pretty little maid. Here they come, here they come. Wooden soldiers on parade.
Daylight is creeping, dollies are sleeping in the toy shop window fast. Soldiers so jolly, think of each dolly dreaming of the night that's past. When in the morning, without a warning, toyman pulls the window shade.
There's no sign the Wood Brigade was ever out upon parade.
Then in the morning, without a warning, toyman pulls the window shade.
There's no sign the Wood Brigade was ever out upon parade.
The Peter Pan Chorus and Orchestra performed Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
And that came from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1924, its first appearance on Broadway. And that's it for us tonight. And we hope you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.